It's time for our pit stop. Here, we take a brief rest. It's a time to refuel, recharge, and explore shorter topics that are meaningful and helpful to us RVers. Welcome to RV Out West. I'm your host, Brooks. In this episode, we are going to share with you about one of Washington State's most iconic destinations, Deceptions Pass State Park. There is so much to uncover as the park is full of hidden treasures and natural beauty, making this such a breathtaking state park. Nestled in the scenic splendor of the Pacific Northwest, Deceptions Pass State Park is a true gem waiting to be explored. Spanning over 4,000 acres, this coastal wonderland offers something for every outdoor enthusiast, from hiking trails, fishing spots, beachcombing, paddling, to serene beachfront vistas. According to the Washington State Parks, quote, a congressional act designated the property for public recreation in 1922, creating Deceptions Pass State Park. During the Great Depression of the 1930s, the Civilian Conservation Corps built roads, trails, buildings, and log railings to develop the park for visitors. You can look for evidence of their construction throughout the park. End quote. As we venture deeper into the park, we can't help but marvel at its rich history and diverse ecosystems. Named for the treacherous currents that flow through the narrow strait, Deceptions Pass is steeped in maritime lore and legend. But beyond its storied past lies a thriving natural habitat teeming with wildlife and plant species unique to the region. One of the park's main attractions is the iconic Deceptions Pass Bridge, a marvel of engineering that spans the swirling waters below. Whether you're crossing the bridge by car or taking a leisurely stroll along its pedestrian walkway, the views are simply breathtaking. We even enjoy doing some beachcombing along the shores of the park, searching for driftwood, shells, and other treasures that are washed ashore by the tides. North Beach and West Beach are popular spots for beachcombing and picnicking. Plus, the perspective from these beaches looking up at the Deceptions Pass Bridge is great and often an overlooked view, in my opinion. But the beauty of Deceptions Pass State Park extends far beyond its famous bridge. With miles of hiking trails winding through old-growth forests and along rugged coastlines, there's no shortage of opportunities to connect with nature and immerse yourself in the tranquility of the Pacific Northwest. I remember trout fishing with worms and bobbers on Cranberry Lake as a kid. If you are a fly angler, then there is nearby Pass Lake, and that's a non-motorized lake with ample opportunities to cast a fly. You just may even be able to catch pink salmon along the coastline when they are running from the shores of the salt water. But perhaps fishing isn't your thing, and you'd prefer to hike. You can explore the park's extensive network of hiking trails that wind through old-growth forests, along rugged coastlines, and offer panoramic views of the surrounding landscapes. Popular trails include Goose Rock Perimeter Trail, Lottie Point Loop Trail, and the North Beach Trail. But you will want to check with the Washington Trails Association to make sure that the trails are open, as some of them have been closed due to some storm damage. You can find that information out at WTA.org. Let's take a moment and pause here as we hear a word from our friends over at Camper Alerts. The seasons may have changed, but that doesn't make it any easier to find available campsites. Now, you can get notified of sold-out campsites when they become available with Camper Alerts. Choose your campground, pick your RV-specific filters, and set an alert. It's that simple. Visit camperalerts.com today and start setting your alerts. If you're into wildlife viewing or photography, then Deceptions Pass State Park is home to a diverse array of wildlife, including bald eagles, seals, otters, and deer. Bring your binoculars or your camera and keep an eye out for these fascinating creatures as you explore the park. Because of the location of this state park, they also get some great golden hours for those who enjoy photography. If you like to recreate on the water, you can launch your boat or paddle your kayak from one of the park's boat ramps and explore the waters of Deceptions Pass. Whether you're paddling through the passageways under the iconic Deception Pass Bridge or cruising along the coastline, boating is a popular activity at the park. But please do note that the currents under the bridge can be swift and dangerous. So be prepared if you're going to go paddling out that way. If you were more of a recreational paddler and enjoy stand-up paddling or lazy kayaking, there are other and more safe bodies of water in and around the park for you to enjoy. For camping, there are RV sites with electrical and water in the Lower Loop A, Forest Loop, and the Quarry Pond Loop, which is located across the street and somewhat outside of the main park area. It is technically still a part of the park, but you do feel a bit more isolated in this loop. It may just depend on the type of experience you want to have as to what would be best for you and your family. For my family, we are relatively lucky as this is a pretty close campground for our home, and so we have camped here quite a bit of times. It's a great weekend getaway state park for us. With that said, if you are looking for a state park to visit and this one isn't close to you, it is well worth the drive. You could easily spend 5 wonderful days here at this park and feel like you had a great experience to see a lot of it. But I promise, it will leave you wanting to see more. You will be back. Deceptions Pass State Park offers a wealth of experiences just waiting to be discovered. So pack your bags, load up your RV, hit the road, and embark on an unforgettable journey through this natural wonderland and gorgeous state park. Thank you so much for listening. I'm asking you to do 2 things for me. Please give RV Out West a follow on Facebook and Instagram, and please share with your RVing friends and family about this podcast. I sure would appreciate it. Next Monday's episode, we will be fresh off the heels of the Seattle RV Show. Our dogs will have been rested, and I will have walked that show floor over the span of 2 days, talking with RVers and exhibitors alike. We will have the 411 on what is the latest and greatest in the RV industry. So if you're considering upgrading your rig, getting into RVing, this is going to be a great episode you're not going to want to miss. Thanks so much for listening to RV Out West. Join us again next week. Please like and subscribe to our podcast on Apple Podcasts or wherever you choose to get your podcasts so you never miss an episode. I sure would appreciate it if you left a rating or a review of the show. Special thanks to Scott Holmes Music for providing us the intro song, We Are One. RV Out West can be found on Instagram and Facebook, where you can interact with us and follow along on our RV adventures around the Pacific Northwest. So get out there, explore, and go see what's beyond the horizon.